Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, late morning, family, trolls, listeners, haters, supporters, lovers, fighters, mothers, fathers. We are here today. We are gathered here today on the Petty Show. This is just a trailer, you guys. As I have explained, I am doing bonuses until the format and foundation of the show is laid. I wanted to continue to bring you some valuable content as we move forward in laying this thing. And I want to, let me first of all say that this show is not going to contain any music because we're going to have 28 minutes of full bang, full information going on today, okay? Just because it's moving fast. Like, this is February. We're already in 2019. We're already in February. So I want to move as fast as time is moving. But I want to come today at the beginning of my show before I get into the topic of living among the weird and anxiety be gone. What are you talking about today? But before I start that, I really do want to say thank you. Thank you. Like, there's some people that really, really, really are down for the whole Myesha Guy brand, my music. They have been writing for real for a very long time. And I want to tell you, I don't take that lightly. I'm very thankful. I'm very grateful. I know there are people that are in my corner that have been rooting for me ever since they heard of my story. When I did my story for the Children's Right Organization, Fostering the Youth Campaign, they have it every year. They did my story called From the Projects to Purpose. It was my first time even telling my story. I had never even told my story to any of my associates that I work with. You know, and when I was mentoring youth and doing program development for a nonprofit organization, I didn't even tell, like, the board or communities anything about my story. So I know it's very surprising for a lot of my colleagues and associates to hear my story. But the Bible tells us that we overcome by the testimony. We overcome by telling our story. And it was just time. It was really just time for me to release it then. And so I want to thank the Children's Rights Organization, Fostering the Youth Campaign, for allowing me to have my own independent voice. It is independent from their organization. However, they do acknowledge foster children that came through the system. They acknowledge us and they give us a platform for our voice to be heard. So I want to thank them for being the very first individuals, the very first people to hear my story and to say, like, wow, you know, let's first of all congratulate you, Myesha, and then let me give you this platform so that people can know your story, because people need to hear it, you know. It's a real story. It's not fabricated. It's my story. And I thank them today for sharing it. Now, let me go ahead and get into the people that the other people that I want to thank, the people that have been in my life, the people that have produced me, the people that have allowed me to learn how to live with my story. So living among the weird, you know, and I talk about in my story, if you go back, because you're going to have to follow this series of episodes. That's why I'm doing these bonus trailers so that I can set this tone for who I am. This is my brand. I'm not presenting an illusion. I'm not illuminating any I'm illuminating my experiences, my real story. So I want you to get the foundation of it so that when my book comes out at the end of the year, you will kind of put it would all make sense and it will come together because you're following this journey with me. And that's what the Petty Show is about. It's about allowing my lifestyle to be told on my show, and then others coming in and talking about their lifestyle and their testimonies and how we got to become the solopreneurs and entrepreneurs that we are, because that's the trail that we have left. And if you look at people long enough and you actually dive into their stories more with clear eyes, with God, with the eyes of God, you will see that people have these amazing testimonies that they have to share so that they can overcome, so that we can come out of whatever it is that God wants to bring us out of. And we do that by telling our story. And, yeah, so I'm excited. I'm thankful. I'm grateful to everybody who supports me and continues to support me. I'm so open and excited to be on this journey. But I'm telling you, it is tiring, because I've noticed that as I continue to tell my story, pour my spirit out and my heart out for these children that I'm advocating for, and for these communities that I have been able to touch the lives of, I am really drained at times, and I want to be honest with you guys. So I'm not as consistent with the shows as I should be, and I won't, because one thing that I cannot do is waste my energy. I have to make sure that I'm projecting it effectively so that it can do its purpose, because I know who I am, and I'm trying to get people to realize who they are so that you can do the same for your life and in the life of your family, in the lives of your sisters, brothers, business partners, associates, because that's the only way that this is going to work. As you can see, the world is changing. Things are developing at a fast rate, and a lot of us know that there's some weird shit going on. We're not crazy. And my anxiety that I want to talk about, and I have had to tell myself, be gone, is from my experiences from my childhood. Oh, I know I have post-traumatic stress disorder. You cannot grow up in the hood being shot at and being professional bullet dodgers at 6 years old and not have PTSD, okay? So I want to give that perspective as we go out into this weird world and we talk and we realize that things have effects on the children. You know, they call these curses, I believe, the witches and the religious people like to label these children as having curses and mental illnesses. I want to be the first to debunk that. Coming from the game, coming from the street, I want to tell you parents out there, since we've always been talking about children for the last two or three episodes, I wanted to stop letting people label your child who was growing up in the game, who was growing up in at impoverished and at poverty situations, that they have mental illness. No, they are traumatized. The fuck? Okay. Your kids cannot continue to dodge bullets, hear about friends committing suicide, walking through gun violence, getting molested, getting whatever the situation is, and not be traumatized. How the fuck is that a mental illness? Correct yourself. You better start correcting these people when they approach your child. No, ma'am, excuse me. It's as if my child had got a cut, like your kid fall, break an ankle, or hurt a limb or a muscle, cut themselves. That's a trauma. Well, so is dodging a bullet or a family member dying or, you know what I'm saying? It's a trauma. And I am not a medical teacher, professor, and I didn't have to go to school to understand that. But what I did have to do was go through the experience of it. And so today, as I'm telling my babies and their parents that we can live among the weird shit that's going on without people labeling us as mental. Now, we know it's, you know, we recognize what's going on. We can get over the fear factors of death because we've literally walked through it, ma'am. Public knowledge. This is information that can be researched, documented. You can go and do your research. A lot of us, a lot of children today are continuing to walk through gun violence, ma'am. They have walked through death. The Bible says, though, we walk through the shadow. Oh, man. Come on, kids. Man, I love y'all. I admire y'all. I look up to y'all. When you talk, I listen, because I know that some of y'all have walked through the shadow of death. Yeah, you got anxiety. Shit, I would too. If some old person is going to tell you your child is mentally ill and they're cursed, the devil's a lie. Ain't he? Ain't he a lie? Your child is highly blessed and favored, ma'am. Walk through situations right now. Walk through some situations that some people didn't get up from. Some child didn't survive that bullet. People want to tell you how to survive in the weird world, but they haven't never walked through it for real. They walked through it with closed eyes, calling it what it's not. I'm here to tell you today, call it what it is. Your child's blessed. They're walking through the world. The Bible tells us we are not of this world. We are in it. We're not strange. This world is strange, love. What you need to do is figure out who we are and why the God told us we're not of this world. How about that? How about you do some research? Because it will make sense to you if you took your time and stopped for a moment and evaluated why God is telling these kids that they are not of this world. I knew you before I formed you in your mother's womb. Like, I walked with you. Like, I know you, homie. Like, we was down like four flat tires. How you going to get out here and let the world change what I said? So when I speak, and I tell you that I'm really having to educate my kids on who they are in this world and their authority, because listen, times is moving extremely fast. It's speeding up. No, I'm not perfect. This is not a religious show. This is just me telling you how I have survived, ma'am, sir. Hey, I'll be 42 this year. I'll be 42 this year, and, like, if anybody is hearing my voice and they know my story, like, wow, you know what I mean? It's time to celebrate. Like, oh. Like, oh. Lot's wife didn't look back because here I am. You know, I did not look back. When my grandmother made the decision to transport me to another city where she felt like I would have a chance, like, that probably was premonition. Who knows if I would have lived where I was if she hadn't did what she had to do. So even she knew how to live in the weird, because something told her to bounce out, because it was surely something on my life where I was just experiencing all these things that caused me so much anxiety. So I don't ignore that I'm an adult and I live with anxiety. Oh, my God. And so I want to commend the people that understand that, like, doctors and teachers and politicians that understand that these children and their parents have been traumatized in the community. And they're creating avenues where these kids can learn how to get over the fears that are keeping them stuck and understand they are not cursed, but they're blessed. And to see that right now, it should be empowering and inspiring for people. This should not be a time to hate the differences of each other or our children. That's weird. It's weird to have been a part of civil rights and things that give people the freedom of choice, and yet people really don't have no choice. Like, do we really give our kids the choices to get over things in their identity without labeling them? Please don't label my children. You know, we don't label kids around here. And I was just telling someone, oh, I have to tell you this story, you guys. Let me give you a prime example. So I've been telling you guys about my son, his surviving the bullies, him really being a great kid and empowering girls. Like, oh, my God, they love him. I love the girls. So Kobe will be going to college soon, right? So I'm, like, telling the people that I associate with at school, which who are amazing, I'm like, I need some resources because these girls are going to go on to college and I want to make sure that they have links up with these community resources that can help them move forward. Because, listen, my son will be gone. What is the city going to do with these 20 girls or these 25 girls who have built this relationship with this empowering spirit? You know what I'm saying? What resources do y'all have? And so this person was like, well, that person, you know, and they kept referring to these girls as suicidal and cutters. And I was like, no, ma'am, let me correct you in the language that we want to use when we address these kids. I specifically said, even though they are suicidal and cutters, they have worked through a lot of issues, and I'm celebrating them for being courageous enough to do so. So what we're going to say and what we're going to use are words like empowering and motivation to, you know, do better things for themselves as they move on. That's the kind of language I want to use. So why am I a parent having to correct someone in that tone? But you know what? I do, because it's very important how you allow these people to speak over your children. So I give you this, and I put this out in the airwaves because y'all know I'm shifting the atmosphere. People know what I'm doing here on this airway for real, but I want to just tell you that you have to start teaching your children how to get over the fears that they are labeled with on a day-to-day basis in school, in society, at work, with their peers, amongst family, living among the weird. We have to teach each other how to do that, because things are changing. Things is not as they are. The Bible tells us that, and I'm always going to help you refer to that. So Google the Bible information that I've given you today. Put that down, and why don't you get in there and learn it? Because I'm not going to lie to you. Like, I get all this information from the Bible. I really do. Like, it says, the Bible tells us that we overcome by the telling of our testimony. So I'm just doing here today on my show, giving you my testimony, telling you that I'm going to have a book out, and hopefully it'll help you start telling your story, your testimony, okay? Because sitting around talking about somebody else's story and testimony, it doesn't work. Tell your story. Tell your testimony. I'm sure you have one. I hope you have one. If not, get one, because that's how you strengthen your inner man. You don't overcome by telling someone else's testimony story. You overcome by telling yours. Watch how more powerful you become, and watch how much more you overcome when you start talking about your story more. And so I teach that to my kids. I teach them to learn to have a voice, because when you talk, you want to talk and command your atmosphere. And you can't do that talking about nobody else. So what is it that you want to speak, because words have power? Teach your kids. Talking about someone else does nothing for them to overcome. And as long as they tell their story, that testimony coming from that mess into that message, they're going to overcome anything. Public knowledge, paper trail. You'll find out that if you go and research anybody who has told their story, they have overcome every obstacle that has been put in their way. They might have stumbled, might have broke a big toe, right? Maybe even fell, but they still overcame. And you do that by staying true to your story and your testimony, because God gives us all free will and the ability to overcome. So that's one. Tell your story. Get your kids comfortable with their story. Like, their identity is powerful. I'm sure they have a story. I know many of these girls that we'll be linking up with, they have a story. I'm going to encourage them to tell their story. The next one is fear. You got to get over the fears that come with whatever the anxiety is. Now, how do you do that? You focus on your spirit, because God says that he has not given us the spirit of fear, but of a sound mind, like of a sound mind. So what's going to happen, parents? Oh, my battery's running low. So what's going to happen, parents, is there are going to be things that come up that's going to try to get your kids into a fearful mode. They're going to get there, because that's how you keep people locked into anxieties, when we have them basing and living in fear. So there's going to come times when you have to tell and strengthen your child's spirit and mind. Because if that's strengthened, then the fear is nothing, because the Bible says, fear no man but God. What can a man do if he can only harm the body but do nothing to the soul? You can't kill the soul. So people are not going to be walking around afraid of nobody but God. That's common sense. So you teach your children to get over fear by empowering their spirit. Man, I'm walking around, I hope it's not too much static. So I'm excited about this year with the Petty Show. I'm excited about what I'm seeing in the marketplace. So many kids are starting businesses. So many families are beginning to do family plans and starting family businesses and things, you guys, because we really, like, know what time it is and the wonderful benefits that are out there for solopreneurs, entrepreneurs, businesses, and even employees, those individuals that are working now. The economy is really shifting. To hell with doom and gloom. All right, you guys, I'm sorry for all that. I'm now sitting still. Let me repeat that. To hell with all that doom and gloom. We are at the point where we understand that times are changing, things are moving really fast, they are no longer as they were. Okay, wow, great. We all have to accept the fact, if you're living with anxiety, if you have a child that's living with anxiety, that's what it is, you accept the fact. Now let's learn how to live amongst what is going on so that we can teach and so that we can become partakers of the benefits of what's going on right now in the economy. No longer do I personally want to hear about any despair. I personally close my ears to anything that's negative about what society is doing. You know why? Because there are so many benefits in the economy structure. This is not like when the real estate market fell and crashed. You know, I think people still have that fear. They still are living in that fear because they went out and they consumed. They were really greedy, you know, in a time when the market was falling. And so this time around, now that the market is coming out of the hole, you will find that people are still living in fear. And that's okay, because you know what, there is going to be some things that are going to affect our economy. However, if you're not smart enough to take advantage of them now in this place, then yes, in 5 years or whatever, you're going to see a downfall. However, if you're smart enough to know that the economy right now is throwing out little benefits, things are trickling down to a small people, the low people on the totem pole, if you don't see those benefits, I highly recommend you Google them and get involved. But I'm glad to share my story. If you want to come back next week or next month and hear about some of the things that I'm taking advantage of in the marketplace right now and with the economy, you're welcome to come back to the Petty Show and hear about what I think about what people are doing. You're welcome. Like, I definitely want to welcome you, because this is my show and that's all I'm doing is exposing my story. And I think it's a hell of a story. I do personally, from the projects to purpose. Y'all watch it everywhere else. Y'all hear people tell y'all stories. Come get this real juice, this real tea, you know, because real recognize real. So I know my followers are going to grow because I'm going to be continuously exposing real stories, real storylines of overcoming, real storylines of strategic purpose positioning for my purpose and for my kids' purpose, and us fighting out a hell of a ass storms and dealing with weird shit and weird people. Because everybody is, you know, I ain't got time for that. I love my family. I'm just really extremely grateful, like I said, for the support of people who have allowed me to tell my story globally. Those individuals in London, those individuals in Ontario and India, even those that hate me in different countries. You know, I won't name you once. I am very appreciative of the global support. Now, this year, you know, as I link up and launch things on a more foundational standpoint, meaning trademarking all of my business ideas this time around. For those that have been following me and just wondering where I went, I'm trademarking a lot of the projects that I'm doing this year. I'm just securing a lot of my intellectual things. So just bear with me. Like I said, I'm not a rich person. I'm on a very small budget. So I do it as time permits. Yeah. So next week, next week I'm going to introduce some of the people that will be getting interviewed on my show in the next 30 days or so. And I look forward to continue this journey with you all. Teach your kids how to live among the weird. Teach them that anxiety comes from them being traumatized and at-poverty or at-risk communities, and it's not their fault. You know, this is not something against them. They shouldn't feel less than. It's a product of our environment, you guys. I'm 42. I'm still going through things and feeling things that happened to me when I was 8, 9, 10, 11. You know, I still experience those traumas. And fortunately for me, I lived through them, and I lived to tell about them. And now I want to help so many other kids that live through it or going through it how to do the same. How to do the same, because you can. I know it looks bad right now. You know, your mom and dad don't even think about it, how it affects you. They don't think about it. But I know you think about it. I know you think about the fear of being in all of that. Yeah. So, all right. Next time, next week, same channel, same place, new topic.